For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And our guests this morning are director Kyle Loconte and actor Victoria Perez, who are doing Joan Didion's The Year of Magical Thinking on video for the Irish Classical Theater Company. Welcome, Kyle and Victoria.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So nice to see. Well, we're seeing them on Zoom, people, but you are all hearing them by radio. So, Kyle, could you just give us the gist? This is based on Joan Didion's book about the horrible year of her life. And could you just give us the quick overview of what the play is and why you're doing it?
Yes. The book, The Year of Magical Thinking, is Joan Didion's memoir about the year after her husband suddenly passed away. The play encompasses that book and her next book called Blue Night, which deals with the loss of her daughter, which happened just 2 years after she lost her husband. So the play puts the two books together.
Now, full disclosure, I had seen this on Broadway with Vanessa Redgrave playing Joan Didion. It's a memoir, so she is herself the main character. Extraordinary experience, just absolutely mesmerizing. But I'm suspecting that part of what was attractive is that it's a one-person show. Why did you select this specific show for Irish Classical?
Well, the selection was made by Irish Classical, by my daughter, Kate, and the team at Irish Classical when they were as a follow-up to Seamarks, their first video production.
And to explain to listeners who may not know, Kyle, my daughter, her daughter is the artistic director of the Irish Classical Theater Company, Kate Loconte Alcacer.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So the company decided to select The Year of Magical Thinking as their second video production, filling out their season for this year. Obvious reason, it's a one-person show. The production expenses are manageable at a time when everybody has to be conscious of that. It is a play that Kate, too, had seen Vanessa Redgrave do in New York, and it always resonated with her. The other thought behind it, and I think correctly so, in a time of COVID, we are all dealing with loss and grief. It's much closer to us these days than pre-pandemic, and for that reason, she felt this was a really great fit.
So, Victoria, is this your first one-woman show? And how did you find the experience? Sounds a little daunting to me.
I mean, obviously very daunting. 62-page monologue is something that you don't take lightly. It's like memorizing a book. It's not my first. It's my third one-woman show. But Kyle and I, our approach, we really wanted to just take apart not only the sentence, the chapter, the beat, but every single word, because it's written by a woman that writes novels. So she loves vocabulary. And we really had to pick it apart to understand what was it and using all those clues to figure out who this woman was.
Cool.
Now, the two actors in Seamark said it was very different doing a play for the camera as opposed to a live audience.
It has its pros and its cons. But a wonderful pro is that if you're used to live theater, you're in performance and you have a flub, you got to keep going. When it comes to filming these things, there's so much grace because you get to do it again. You don't get that live. And of course, the con being you don't get to feed off of the audience.
Right. In live theater, it is the audience that's helping you refine.
You got it.
They feel and hear their reaction.
Yep.
In film, you're just guessing.
You're just guessing. And even though there's people in the room, right? Everybody's filming. No one can say anything, right? No one can react. It's very, very quiet. So you're really just trusting the story and trusting the work that was done during rehearsal and putting that out there and saying, okay, here we go. Let's do it.
So when people leave this experience, what are you hoping they will take with them? What is the reward of the Year of Magical Thinking?
What I would most hope that the audience takes with them is that, yes, while loss and grief is and can be and will continue to be devastating, life goes on and there is life after loss. And she tells that tale in such a compelling way. It doesn't matter whether you have faith in an organized religion or what your background is. This is just such a human, personal response to the grief that she lived through. And so we can all take a little comfort in the fact that she is guiding us and giving us a pathway through grief to whatever life is going to be after the loss.
Yeah. I always remember Vanessa Redgrave as Joan Didion saying to the audience, I'm telling this to you because it's going to happen to you. You think that it's not, but this is going to happen to you.
She's using herself as an example. She's saying, learn from my experience. I'm going to tell you exactly everything I went through, the crazy thoughts, the magical thinking. And I'm going to tell it to you like it is. And hopefully, when you have to go through it, you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. The world keeps going.
Right.
You will survive it.
Well, Joan Didion, many, many people's favorite author ever. And this piece is a treat.
So how do we get to see this?
You can go to the Irish Classical Theatre Company website, and there's instructions there for how to purchase the ticket. The ticket gives you access anytime you want to view it between the opening date, which is April 9th, and closing, which is April 25th. And once you've clicked to start to watch it, I believe you have 2 hours. It's about a 90-minute plus piece, but you have 2 hours to watch the whole thing. So if you choose to take an intermission, you can pause it for a little bit and go and come back.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Victoria. It's the Year of Magical Thinking, Irish Classical Theatre Company. For Theatre Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.